And a lot of people are thinking about the future of food in the United States and all over the world. And it's impossible to think about the future of food without thinking about the very big problem of food security, hunger. Two Iowa State University students are two of 10 students around the country participating in the Land O'Lakes Global Food Challenge Emerging Leaders for Food Security Fellowship. Each student is focusing on a different challenge. Olivia Reichs is a junior in supply chain management and business economics. Hello, Olivia.
Hello.
Trey Forsyth is a sophomore in agricultural business and agriculture and society. Hello, Trey.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here today. And Olivia, I know that you're focusing your research on reducing food waste. What's the problem that you've identified?
Well, so far through my research, a lot of people don't understand that one-third of the world's food is being wasted globally, even in undeveloped countries. The difference between them and the United States is it's happening in the production and handling stages. So my plan is working with the supply chain and the transportation and warehousing to improve the food waste that's currently happening.
Can you give me an idea of some of the possible solutions that you might try to implement?
Right. So, yeah, I'm working with like the Enterprise Acceleration Program. So giving individuals the opportunity to specialize in just transporting or warehousing, like in vacuum packing or even having the roads and the infrastructure in order to move it using the technology we have over here.
All right. And can you give me, just for people who may have a hard time actually understanding the real world impact of this, can you give me an example of the kind of food waste that you want to tackle?
Well, even with pests and insects, when they harvest their crops and they don't have high demand to sell it, they're often forced to sell it at a lower rate, which doesn't give them enough income to get throughout the year, or the pests destroy and their families don't have enough to make it through the winter. So I really want to help be able to store the food longer, which will enable them to sell it later when the demand is higher, and it'll just improve their overall economy.
All right. And Trey, what's the problem that you're focusing on?
Olivia and I actually kind of, and through separate routes, kind of came across the same problem and have different ways of going about it that kind of play hand in hand. My problem, again, focuses on the dangerous infrastructure and poor transportation modes that these developing countries have. You know, they can't travel 50 to 100 miles to transport their crops to where they need to go. Their roads aren't safe. You know, a lot of times they have to leave crops on the side of the road or return home because, you know, the journey's just not worth it. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at creating cooperatives with food processing equipment, so farmers can, in closer villages, closer communities, take their crops to get processed in a mechanical way through extrusion is what the technology is called. They can take their raw products that they harvest, they can turn them into either livestock feed or you know, different human food products, and then they can either return those back to their home to feed themselves and their neighbors, or they can take it to market.
So you're looking at bringing the processing closer to the producers.
Yeah, making the processing more local instead of having, you know, big business that they have to travel thousands of miles to get to.
You will both be traveling to Africa this summer as part of the fellowship, spending 2 weeks in Africa, and then you'll spend another week in Washington, D.C., studying policy when you get back. In August, you'll be presenting your projects at the Global Food Challenge Summit. Olivia, when you present your project, is there an opportunity that it will actually be implemented?
Yes, I think that's one of the reasons Land O'Lakes originally started this. Their International Development Division is already doing so much over in Africa, and they're just looking for more and continued new ideas to help move along what they already got going.
And Trey, when you're thinking about presenting this project and possible actual implementation, are you creating a business plan so that we actually can put real figures on all of these ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. The first assignment Land O'Lakes gave us was investigating the feasibility of our idea. You know, is this something that could actually become a part of Land O'Lakes International Development or a part of Land O'Lakes business, you know, whether that's economic figures or figuring out production statistics or whatever it is, it's figuring out how feasible this is and presenting it to the people at Land O'Lakes who could make a project like this happen.
We're almost out of time, but I would love for each of you to tell me one thing in your research that has really surprised you so far. Olivia?
So far for me, it's just that there is so many solutions that are working over there. It's just we need to learn to expand those solutions across the entire continent and not stop with just a few communities.
All right, Trey?
I would say I've been surprised at how much things like this are going to be tackled by a community-to-community basis. You know, you're not going to solve world hunger by doing something for an entire continent. You have to take it community by community, town by town, and slowly expand it to make it work.
Trey Forsyth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Olivia Reichs, thank you.
Thank you.
Olivia Reichs and Trey Forsyth of Iowa State University. They've been selected to participate in the Land O'Lakes Global Food Challenge Emerging Leaders for Food Security Fellowship.